Kavod.
With your permission. This Motzei Shabbat is like Ba'omer. The Gemara in Masechet Shabbat, page 33, Rav Ashi decided to write a story about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So the story debated in the Gemara is after the destruction of Second Bet HaMikdash, the Chachamim met in a city called Yavne. And in that meeting, they had a guy that he was maybe an agent for the Romans or just a person that loved to talk too much. And he recorded what the Chachamim were talking about. So the subject, we don't know what they spoke about. But one of the subjects, they spoke about the Romans. So the guy that really opened this meeting, his name was Rabbi Yudah, he said, even though the Romans destroyed Beit HaMikdash and destroyed Eretz Yisrael completely, but now they're rebuilding Eretz Yisrael. They're making roads, making markets, bridges. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was at that meeting, and he blessed the Romans. And said, whatever the Romans are doing now, it's for their own use, not because they regret. They destroyed Beit HaMikdash and they killed millions of Jews. Whatever they did is for their own use, for their own benefit. So the Gemara, that one the guy was there, his name was Yehuda ben Gerim, a Jew, but not a real Jew, like in former, he went and told the Romans were meeting with the Chachamim, and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, whatever you're doing in Israel is for your own use. So the Romans at that moment decided they want to kill Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. He didn't do anything. It was a private meeting of Chachamim. So, but he didn't say nothing. He didn't curse them. He didn't say bad things about them. Is that a vague statement? Just that whatever they're doing is not to be something to show that they really are good people. So, we did. So. Nevertheless, says the Gemara, the Romans decided they're looking for him, they want to kill him. So first the Gemara says he went to Beit Knesset, he was learning with his son Rabbi Elazar, and he thought they're going to threaten his wife, and his wife will not be able to stand, and she was going to reveal which Beit Knesset he's hiding at. So they went. He ran, and he hid himself in a cave. 12 years in a cave. I said the Gemara like this, actually, to eat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him food. A buckshot tree grew next to the cave, and they ate 3 times a day. The Gemara says, the Zohar said, that on Shabbat the tree used to bring out dates, the same tree. During the week, the tree brought buckshot, and on Shabbat, dates grew. As a Friday probably doesn't Shabbat. Friday they grew and they picked up the dates and then they ate. For 12 years, that's what they're eating. Baksa during the week, date on Shabbat. But, says the Gemara, they didn't have just one pair of clothing with them. And they were afraid that if they're going to wear this clothing now, and I'm sure my Yochai figure out it's going to be there a long time, I don't know, maybe he knew the amount of time he's going to be there. So they decided in order for them to make sure they're going to have what to wear, so they used to dig inside the cave, go inside the sand, cover themselves up to the neck with the sand, just hand out, and that's how they used to learn. I've been learning from Shimon Bar Yochai for 12 years. When time came to pray, he used to come out. He used to go to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him like a little spring, like a little river next to the cave, right inside, This is the same one, they drank water from there the whole time for 12 years. And then they got rest, they pray, back into the sand for 12 years. After 12 years, says the Gemara, Eliyahu Navi came and was standing on the next to the opening of the cave and said, the Caesar is dead. The Caesar is dead. They came outside. They came outside, says the Gemara, they're walking outside, probably 12 to 12 years. That's the sound like from the Gemara. And Rabbi Shimon Yochai sees people walking in the fields, plowing, feeding, and he said, I don't believe it. People got to walk. What they got to walk for? Better off to sit down in the Knesset. Says the Gemara, his energy was so high that he with his eyes, by looking at those people died. So all of a sudden they heard that HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to them from Shamayim and tells them, if you go back to the cave, I think you're going to destroy the world. Went back for one more year, then they came outside. They came outside after 1 year, they come next to Tveria, and they see a person runs on the street, and he has two hadassim, one in his right hand, one in his left hand, probably. And they said, oh, it was Friday afternoon, this is from Sabim for Shabbat. Echad keneged zachor, echad keneged shamor. It's one for zachor, one for shamor. They say, Baruch Hashem, the Jewish people keep Shabbat, Baruch Hashem, they have besavim for Shabbat. That's the way Ravashi writes the story in the Gemara of Shom Baruch. Of course, the Gemara is not a history book, and it's irrelevant for a person to know all the details what happened. Nevertheless, Ravashi and Rabbi Yehuda wrote the Gemara, decided they're going to write the story in Masechet Shabbat. But it really has nothing to do with Masechet Shabbat. You write Masechet Shabbat, the story about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, how he was chased by the Caesar by doing nothing. Just he's the most wanted person at the time to be killed, for just not giving credit to the Romans rebuilding Eretz Yisrael. And only really to understand the secret Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Gemara tells us a few stories about certain people and also about the heroes that we have, we may say, in the Torah. For example, I don't know if you saw or you heard, the rich person that took all his savings and made billboards all over America, and says, the world is coming to an end, May 21st. This is his Shabbat. Took all his savings, people called him from Florida, from Pennsylvania, on the buses, it's all over Brooklyn. It's a sign, the man took all his money, he said, May 21st, the end of the world. People think it's a joke. Might be a joke. I hope it's a joke. But see, a person does such a thing, took all his money, put billboards all over America, all over. The world is coming to an end. He says, so this is Shabbat, it's May 21st. But at the same time, the Hebrew date of this Shabbat is the 17th of Chodesh Iyar. The 17th of Chodesh Iyar, you can find in Parashat Noach. This is when the Mabul started. This Shabbat, the Mabul started. The Machlok and the Gemara, it actually is Mabul started 17th of Iyar, or 17th of Iyar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a decision to have the Mabul, and the Mabul started on Yud-Zayin B'Cheshvan. But in language of the Torah, the way the Torah says in Parashat Noach, B'Chodesh HaSheni, B'Shivatar Yom LaChodesh, Nifluhu Kol Ma'anot Shom Rabah, V'Arumot HaShomayim Mishlachu, the Torah says, on the 17th day of the second month, first, the Torah says, the Mississippi went up 17 feet, and then rained. Comes the Gemara and says, you should know, before the Mabul came, there's no information how many days before, but it was raining without stopping. Says the Gemara, and it says, Vayia Geshem Al Haaretz, says the Gemara, the first HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought rain, slowly, waited for the people to do teshuva. And then, after they didn't do, then the whole thing started. But really started as a nice rain. Everybody was happy on the street. And the river started to go up. It was nothing. And all of a sudden the Mabul started. Happened to be, again, the Shabbat. I don't know if this person that put all the billboards, if he knew it, he figured it out. But again, this thing, he decided to do this such a thing. Comes the Gemara and said, you should know, Noah did not pray for his generation. Comes the Gemara, you know, but Moshe Rabbeinu did pray for Zari. I said that the Am Yisrael did the golden calf. Moshe Rabbeinu prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he said, says the Zohar, that Moshe and Noach is the same soul, the same neshama. Noach did not pray. I said, but Moshe Rabbeinu did pray. It's very strange. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Noach, I'm bringing Mabul. Noach had a lot of relatives. Brothers he had, sisters he had, cousins, parents. I said, Hashem tells him, listen, Mabul is coming, the world is coming to an end. So Gemara says, Noah did not pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Very strange. How can it be? I mean, don't pray. Somebody tells you something about your immediate family. Tetchat Shalom, they're going to perish. I said, don't pray. Very strange. I don't say it's not possible, but very strange. Moshe Rabbeinu did pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Come Chachamim and tell us the following. No. They say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, at least 2 times a day. Eftat Hashem Elokecha, you should love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bechol levavcha, with all your heart. Bechol nafshecha, with all your souls. Bechol mo'odecha, with all your fortune. That's the simple kamona. The Gemara says, Chachamim say, better until that point, you say, B'chol Mo'odecha, this is a part of the first sentence, Shema Yisrael. He says, don't walk around, have this Kavana, when you say Shema Yisrael. I says, Lav HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the first paragraph. The second paragraph, Tadayam Shomot Yishmoy Mitzvotay, Asha Nechim Etabet Chem Hayom. If you listen to the Mitzvot, Le'avat Hashem Elokechem, to Lav HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Full of door, says Bechol Levavchem, with all your heart, Bechol Nafshechem, with all your souls. It doesn't say Bechol Mo'odechem. And the first paragraph, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us to love him with 3 things. Bechol Levavcha, Bechol Nafshecha, Bechol Mo'odecha. The second paragraph, Hashem said, Lavat Hashem Elokechem Ul Avdo, Bechol Levavchem, Bechol Nafshechem. It doesn't say Bechol Mo'odechem. What happened? The Chachamim tell us like this. They have, when you say Shema Yisrael, that's how you have to say it. Le'avat Hashem Elokechem, you pause. And then you say, Ul'ovdo, Bechol Levavchem Bechol Nafshechem. So-called Ul'ovdo means to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to work for Him, Bechol Levavchem Bechol Nafshechem. Eid the Avodah, says the Gemara, what Kavanah you have to have when you say Shema Yisrael Ul'ovdo Bechol Levavchem, says the Gemara, Zet Tefillah. Pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Comes the Zohar and says the following. That every Jew, every person has to know that even though he is the son of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a Jew to be a slave as well. Shinema, it says, let's read Parasha, Ki Amadayim HaShavotei Shosam Eret Mitzrayim. It says, this is Am Yisrael, our slaves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, you cannot tell yourself to be a slave unless it's an emergency. But you have to know that you're a slave of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu really need a person to be his slave? HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need it, and he doesn't expect a person to be a slave. Says the Zohar, what it means is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in order to give a person what he wants, what he needs, that only if the person really knows and he has a belief, he has a emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the supplier. How do you show that you really believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He says, I believe in God. I believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do you show it? Do you really believe? So this is not the way you pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a proof if you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you pray very hard to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, seriously, then it's a sign that you believe in Him, then He supplies you. If you don't believe in Him, He doesn't supply you. Of course, He is our Father as well, says the Zohar, and if the Father treats His Son, HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats you. But if you want something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't think you deserve, if you like a slave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it means that you pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you really believe that He is the only one, then you get it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu really doesn't care less if you believe, if you are His slave or you pray to Him. He says it's like a contract. Hashem took us out of Egypt, we were slaves in Egypt, comes to Torah and says, you know, now you're the slave of Hashem. Hashem doesn't need slaves. But Hashem wants you to reach a level. That level is that you are slave of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You reach that slave, you reach that level by only praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You come to Beit HaKnesset, says the Gemara, few statements. Statement number one says the Gemara, אין תפילתו של אדם נשמעת אלא בבית הכנסת. If you want to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she's never pray home, says the Gemara. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. But the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to you only in Beit HaKnesset, only when you go to Beit HaKnesset. I said, why? What does that make? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. I can do it at home. I can do it in my car. The Gemara says, no. First condition is you come to the Knesset. Second condition, says the Gemara, besides that you have to come to the Knesset, says the Gemara, you should know, you have to feel, you have to have the Kavana that you stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara, says the Rambam in Halakha, says the person has always to feel he is standing next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is to feel it. This is the power of filah that you feel. And that's what the Zohar says. It says it's a test, some kind of a test, to see if you really believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much, then you are the slave of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu supplies, says the Zohar, to a person, whatever he needs. But the key is just praying, standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and ask Him. But the way you're asking and what you're asking, this is some kind of ingredient to show that you really mean it, that we are slaves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's not slavery. That's the Kavanah. The Kavanah is, says the Zohar, in Shema Yisrael, says, Ulovdo, Bechol Levavchem, Bechol Nafshechem. It's a condition. The condition that a person tefillah should be accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with all his heart. And so Rambam says, if you say for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you pray, you have to erase everything from your heart. I said, first of all, this says, that you have to light everybody in your heart. And then, you should not think about anything else when you pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's called Bechol Levavcha. It's called Bechol Levavchem. But there's another condition, it's called Bechol Nafshechem. Bechol Nafshechem, the Gemara says, means, with all your souls. What does it mean? Says the Gemara, אפילו נוטל את נפשך. So the person has to come to that stage that if even HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants so-called to take his state, his soul, so nevertheless he has to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu like that. What it means, we'll see in a minute what it means. But it's the two conditions. It's not just, so I pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I say tilim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I ask him something, I didn't get it. Well, he didn't pray. As if praying is a situation, is a position, a state that you are at. If you do it, then Hashem listens to you. As is the first condition, Beit HaKnesset, comes the Gemara and says, you know, Alevai Palel Adam Kol Hayom Kulo. Says Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara says, I wish, a person should wish, he should pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu all day long. I can pray all day long. What does it mean? I shouldn't do anything else? I shouldn't learn Torah? I shouldn't do anything else? He said, no, what it means is the person, that's what the Zohar means. The person has to come and feel Yet he's a slave to HaKadosh, he should have the emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu supplies everything. It means how do you really exit? How do you exercise it? How do you prove it to yourself that you really believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that supplies you everything and he is the only one? And says Rabbi Chanan said, I wish Adam Yitpalel, a person should pray, Kol Hayom Kulo, the whole day should pray to Hashem. But it means it is not literally just pray to Hashem. It means that by praying to Hashem, you prove that you really believe in Him, everything. It's not that you know that you do it, and somebody else did it, and some other people helped me. It says you have to know that everything is in His hands. That's called Emunah Shleva. That's what Chobat al-Vavot, the book says, you have to have Emunah, everything is from Hashem. It says, how do you prove it? Only by the way you pray to Hashem. And this Rambam says, the way you dress, the way you stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way you prepare yourself for the tefillah, it says it only shows that you're really serious, a slave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like you come to a king, you have appointment with the king, that's the way you get dressed, that's the way you talk, that's the way you prepare yourself. The Chachamim say, Hasidim HaRishonim, the Gemara says the Tzadikim, Hayu Shuim Sha'achat Tefnei HaTefillah, Sha'achat Tefnei HaTefillah. That says the Tzadikim, says the Gemara, before they start to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they used to take a break. And they used to prepare themselves standing, meditating, 1 hour. Says the Gemara, 60 minutes meditation to clear the head and all the pressures that a person might have from his business or other thing before they spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it says after they finish praying, they used to meditate 1 hour. And it says like you have to, if she speak to a king, if you appoint him with the king, so of course you don't know when the time is up, you wish I can stay longer and talk to the king. It says, Melech Malchiyam Lachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, first of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after you pray to him, it says, listen, I would like to talk to you a little bit more. If you have this feeling, says the Gemara, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu supplies everything. So the whole thing really is tefillah. Says the Zohar, you should know that, what it means. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Says the first paragraph says, Zachrat Hashem Elokecha Elav HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We love him. How do you love him? With all your soul, with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your money. Means do everything to love Hashem. But when it comes to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we'll all go. That's only Bechol Levavchem Kol Nafshechem. Because it's not expected to take all your money and give it to him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects you only one thing. It says when you worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, although it's Avodah Tefillah, it says the Avodah, the job is when you pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not, you know, Bechol Levavchem, just, you know, okay, I have the Kavanah, that I sit down, I stand up, and I pray to Hashem, and I have my mind with Hashem. That's not enough. It has to do Bechol Nafshechem. It says ready to give your life to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what it means is Chachamim say like this. Every time when a person wants to get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu something, so the raw metal from the Gemara says, Daniel, what we call Daniel HaNavi, they reached the level that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told in the time of Mashiach. Besides Yaakov Avinu, nobody else knows when Mashiach is going to come besides Daniel. So Daniel, since constantly, he was trained 3 times a day. He was like a servant to Nebuchadnezzar. And always he prayed towards Yerushalayim. He had a window that always prayed to Yerushalayim. So you have always had to know that you have to have Yerushalayim in mind. Then, when he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is in between the first Batamid and the second Batamidosh, when he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu certain things, so he told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know what? I'm going to accept on myself fast at Tahanit. Says the Navi, says Daniel said that an angel came to him, Gabriel, and told him, since you accepted on yourself Tahanit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard your prayers, accepted them, and is going to fulfill them. That's what it means. Bechol Levavchem, Bechol Nafshechem, says the Gemara, a ta'anit means, when a person doesn't eat, it means the energy of his blood, the energy of his body is a little bit weaker. So that's what Chachamim say. It says when you do ta'anit, when you don't eat and you pray, then the tefillah goes up. Because then you fulfill. So v'chol levavchem u'v'chol nafshechem. That doesn't mean that you will be tani, but it means that to restrain yourself, the Rabbah says, from eating everything you want. That if you don't eat everything you want, it's called tani. The Rabbah, it says, that's called v'chol nafshechem. It's a condition for tefillah to go up. This is really the halacha that says in the Shulchan Aruch, says in the Gemara. I said, based on the pasuk in the Torah, it says, "Lo tochlu al adam." The Torah says, "Don't eat on the blood." Says the Gemara, "What do you mean, don't eat on the blood?" The Gemara says, "You cannot eat before you pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu." That's halacha. So let's say you want to wash your hands, and before you come to the Knesset Shacharit, you want to have a bagel with lax before Shacharit. Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam says, the Gemara says, it's forbidden. Hashem hinted in the Torah, don't do it. He said, what's the problem? He said, okay, I wash my hands, it's a kosher bagel. I'll eat it, I serve it at Amazon. What's the problem? He said, the Torah says, lo tochlu al adam. You cannot have it. Rav Chacham said, okay, how about three danishes and four coffees? Am I allowed to have it before Shachari? And he said, no, don't have it either. Even though it says lo tochlu means washing hands and having bread, Rahamim said, not even a cookie. Rahamim said, not even a coffee. Well, if you cannot concentrate and you cannot pray to Hashem, of course, you have to have it. But what's the best? The best is don't put anything in your mouth, Rahamim said, before you pray. It's also before Arabic also. The Mishnah said, not before Mincha either. For another reason, maybe. Hamim said the reason for that is because if you don't eat and you want to eat, and then you go to pray, you fulfill b'chol levavchem u'b'chol nafshechem. It means, I really want to eat, I'm hungry now, I got up from bed, I feel I want to have my coffee, I want to have something to eat. I said, I don't eat. If you don't eat, that means that you're going to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol nafshechem, with all your souls. That means the nefesh is the blood of the person. Ki nefesh adam. Ki adam wa nefesh. The Torah says the blood is called nefesh. It says b'chol nafshechem. The Torah says lo tochlu al adam. Don't eat on the blood. So what do you mean? Don't eat on your blood. What do you mean, don't eat on my blood? It says, yo, my blood needs some energy. And I got just out of bed. I says, no, I'm going to do Arvit. Shamin Ha. So the Chacham said, no. He says, the time of Arvit come. And says, you do the first Arvit. Because if you do Arvit later, it means you ate before Arvit. You ate before Arvit, it's not the same power. I said, the Tefillah, it's only to show that we are slaves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to our prayers, but then you have to fulfill two conditions. The condition number one is you have to have a kavanah, that the heart should be just for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You shouldn't think anything else while you're praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but has to do also with you ready to give something to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the angel told Daniel. The angel told Daniel, your tefillah was accepted the minute that you accepted on yourself to do a tani, to do a fast day, then Hashem heard your prayer. This is why, because that's what the Gemara says, that when you fulfill u'b'chol nafshechem, it is all your soul. And that's really what the Zohar means. That says, Noach lo yitpalel al pnei dorot. It says, before the Mabul came, Noach didn't pray. Of course Noach prayed. But to pray, you need two conditions. One, you pray in front of Hashem, Hashem please have mercy on the generation. The second one, you have to be in a state that you want to give your soul, that you're ready to give your nefesh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I says, Noach, please have mercy on the people. Hashem didn't listen to him. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he didn't pray just for himself. When Hashem told him he's going to kill Am Yisrael after he did the golden calf, Moshe said, kill me. When you say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kill me, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that you're ready to give your life for something, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to the prayer, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu waited the gezerah, he did the golden calf. And that's what really, what the Gemara says, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov to have a hard time first with children, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted them to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want a person to pray to him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not give Sarah a child, and Rivka a child, and Rachel a child. He says, why? Because Hashem wanted them to pray. He says, because Hashem wants to meet someone to pray, Hashem gives them a hard time. What it means is that if you pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you reach the level that you are called a slave, said the Zohar, and then Hashem gives you everything. Literally, the title that the Zohar says, Aaron and Miriam, they speak about Moshe Rabbeinu Lashon Hara, Hashem tells Aaron and Miriam, how won't you afraid to speak about my slave, Avdi Moshe? When Moshe died, Hashem tells Yeshua, the title of Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Avdi Med. So the Gemara says, because Moshe was a slave, and Moshe was a slave. Moshe was a slave to Hashem. So this is what Moshe, even if it was not the same, is being measured if Moshe prays all the time, but not just pray, that you're ready to give something from yourself. Chachamim say, so an individual should accept on himself certain things, restraining, says the Ravad, of food, restraining food. And so the Ravad said, you want to eat something, you don't eat it? He says, that's called ta'anit. He says, that is uvechol nafshechem, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to your prayers. So whatever you pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, I pray, Hashem doesn't listen. That's the first condition, is with the Knesset. The second condition, you have to know that you have to stand up properly in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then you have to make sure that your heart is devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If nothing else, you don't think about anything else. But then you have to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm ready to give my life to you. So this is fulfilled it. Shaharit, I wanted to have bread before Shaharit. I restrain myself. I wanted to have something to eat before Avit. I restrain myself. The time Avit comes, he says, I don't eat anything from before Avit. That's called how you fulfill the B'chol Nafshechem. That's the Gemara says, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu called few people, my slaves. For example, Moshe Rabbeinu sent 12 spies to Eretz Israel to see the land. And 10 came back and said the land is no good. 2 came back, they said it's good. One was Caleb ben Yefune from Shevet Yehudah. One was Yehoshua ben Nun from Shevet Ephraim. The Kodesh Baruch Hu speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu and he tells him, you know, this guy Caleb, Avdi Caleb, Ekev Atzeh Ruach Acheret Imo, this guy Caleb is my slave. But he doesn't say that about Yehoshua. He said about Caleb. And he says, why Caleb earned the title, my slave? He says, you see, Yeshua was in the same thing. They both came, and those two spies said, and that Israel is good. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the title of my slave to Caleb, not to Yeshua. Because the Torah tells us, when they came to Israel, Caleb went to Hebron to pray on the grave of Abraham Avinu. So when you pray, you earn the title. It says to me, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you are my slave, is because the way you pray to me, because you trust me. So you go to Eretz Israel, the first thing what you do, you go to Kotel. You go to Kotel, it means you're a slave of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You go to Eretz Israel, first you go to Tel Aviv, it means you're a slave of Tel Aviv. If you go to Kotel, you're a slave of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, what you do first and what you do in your life, that's how you're going to earn. And you have this pleasure to be a slave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to get what he wants you to have. I said, Avdi Kalev, same thing, Eliyahu Navi is being called in the Tanakh, Eliyahu Avdi, because Eliyahu constantly prayed for Am Yisrael. I said, that's what the Zohar says, that this is really the secret of our life, to earn from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be slave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is how Moshe Rabbeinu was able to overcome something that Noach was not able to overcome. That's what the Gemara says. If Noach would have prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, would not have been May 21st. Would not have been Mabul. Noach prayed, but he did not pray for others, ready to give his life for others. He says, just to pray doesn't do the job. And that's also the Mizmor. Hashem Rabbi Shum Bayochai, one of the tzaddikim made the mizmor. And the mizmor, we said, is one of the sentences. It says, "Naase Adam Neemar Ba'avorecha." But it means that this. It says in the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes that before He created mankind, He called up the angels, and He said, "Let's do let's create mankind. So in the Mizmor, in the song that we sing about Rabbi Shimon Yochai, we say that statement that Kadosh Baruch Hu told the angels, let manufacture a person, Ne'emar ba'avorecha, you are the role model of that one. That's how great he's supposed to be. That somebody can tell that this is really the Kavanah of Hashem. Of course, the Zohar says that Rabbi Shimon Yochai was the spark, or he said he was a spark of Moshe Rabbeinu. But to say that the role model of a mankind is Rabbi Shimon Yochai. Then what Rabbi Shimon Yochai? So the Gemara says like this. If somebody is going to ask why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created him, so the Gemara says, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on Monday, when he made the rakia, the separation of the water sank to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They even cried to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they want to be next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At that moment, the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you know, the water are mute. Let me manufacture somebody that he is going to pray to me, but he is not mute. Say, by Pach Be'apav Nishmat Chaim, it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu really came to the decision to make a person was because the water sank to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the water prayed and cried to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the water have no soul. Water is just an object. HaKadosh Baruch Hu manufactured a person because HaKadosh Baruch Hu figured out he wants somebody with a soul to pray to him. So, says the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu called up the angels and said, let's manufacture a person that he should pray for, he should pray. So this is the job that the person has. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us in order for our soul to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That it means to be a slave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the Gemara says, explanation of the sentence in the Torah that the Gemara says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created mankind, Adam HaShem stood up, was no rain. Since the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu expected Adam HaShem to pray for rain. Because when you pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with your soul, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you everything. It's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs our prayers. This is how the world is running. If you pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a proof that you said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to you. But it's not that you have to be a slave, it's not that you have to pray. This is how the system works. If you are a slave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you believe in him. If you believe in him, he gives it to you. You don't believe in him, so of course I believe in God. See, no. See, let's see how you pray. The way you pray, that's a proof if you really believe in him. And how to pray, you need those two conditions to be fulfilled. In other words, you have to have mind, your mind, devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu while you're praying, and you have to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you're ready to give your soul to him. And this is the conditions that the person has to have. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created mankind, that's what he had in mind. He says, that man is going to pray to me, he's going to praise me, he's going to sing for me, and says, that I can supply to him. I said, that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu so-called preferred a man over water, because water don't have a soul. And that's called Bechol Nafshechem, that's what we say in Ishma Israel, that you have to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu with your soul. Water have no soul. They have no soul. I say, you have no soul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us. And I said, Ma'am Borecha, Kam Chachamim said this, you know, this is the story about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. I said, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, so there was a meeting of Chachamim after the destruction of the state of Beit HaMikdash. They have a meeting in the city of Yavne. And the guy, the first guy that speaks over there, Rabbi Yehuda, he said, well, the Romans are doing fine, they're fixing it at Israel. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai stands up and says, they don't do nothing. Whatever they do is for their own good. I said, immediately the Romans decided they want to kill him. And they don't want to kill him. It's a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why you used your mouth to say bad things about somebody? Who asked you to say that? What is saying it? I said, the mouth that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us is to pray and to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us. He created us over the water because Hashem wants us to praise him. and says you use your mouth instead to praise the Kaddish Baruch Hu, you're blessing the Romans. Says, the Romans don't want to kill you. I says, that's how it goes now. Says the Gemara, you know, Abishon Baruch Hu has to run away. As he runs away, he's in the cave. He's in the cave for 12 years. Hashem supplies him food. Hashem supplies him food. Hashem supplies him also water. Chachamim, the water he used to drink, of course, and also to go as a mikveh to wash himself. He says, for 12 years, Hashem does not give him a garment. Hashem gives him food. He has a tree that produces boxes and produces dates. He has water, but he has no garment. He says, the whole day, 12 years, dug himself a hole in the ground, covers himself with his hand, only his hands outside, stands all the way up to his neck. He learns with his son. He says, when he comes to pray, the Gemara says, look what he understood, Shem Baruch Hai. I says, O Medrash Nei Makom, says the Rambam, you have to dress properly. You can't pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a bathing suit. You can't pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu if you're not standing in front of Hashem. You have to feel that you stand in front of Hashem. He says, they could have prayed, you know, I'm inside the ground. The sand covers me completely. So I can daven like this, I can pray like this. Nothing is wrong with that. If you're allowed to learn Torah, you're allowed to pray. Chazal said it's not true. You go to the beach. They said you go to, of course, talking about Temple Beach. You go to the beach, you go to the swimming pool, you have a bathing suit on, you can learn Torah with this. But if it's time for Mincha or time for Arvit, you cannot pray with the bathing suit. Because Omed Lifnei HaMakom. He says, when you pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it means you stand in front of God. When you learn Torah, you're not standing in front of God. If you stand in front of God, you have to dress properly. You can't be inside the sand. You can't have bathing suit to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I said, I can learn Torah with my son Rabbi Lazar. 12 years, I have nothing on. I'm buried in the sand. Only my hands are out and my head is out. That's perfectly learning Torah. But if you want to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to get out of the sand, or dip yourself in the water, in the Mayan, in the spring, put your dress on, put your garment on, Rabbi Shimon Yochai and Rabbi Lazar, standing and pray 3 times a day. It's just to show the emunah that you have in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you're called a slave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Na'aseh Adam Nemar Baborecha. I said, that's what the song said about the power of Rabbi Shimon Yochai, that he achieved it. He understood what it means to be a slave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A slave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu only shows how you pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Zohar said. See, well, I'm the slave of God, you're not slave of God. The way you pray to Hashem, that's how you feel if you're slave of God. He said, the way you dress, standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The way you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way you restrain yourself from eating before you pray, or just in the long term, you do a ta'anit, that shows b'chol lebakrim b'chol namshechem, that it will avdo, it will become a slave of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the Gemara tells us. It says, that's the story of Shem Baruch Hai, that says the Gemara. You know, somebody's going to tell you, Abraham Shem Baruch Hai, he was 12 years in the cave. What he was 12 years in the cave? He says, to realize that the mouth that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, this is a tool to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not to bless the Romans. I said, what is a private meeting of Chachamim? What are you going to try to achieve? What does it make if the Romans do it for themselves or they do it for the Jews? What does it make? You said something. He said, use your mouth for the wrong thing. I said, for this you have to be 12 years in the cave. He said, you can have one garment over there. And he knew it was going to be for a long time. He said, he's buried himself in the sand. I said, so, he came outside. He sees people walking in the fields. He says, why they're walking in the field? He says, again you're doing it. Again you're using. Why are you talking about those people? People who are farmers, what do you want from them? He says, why are they walking? Such a business. Why are you talking like this? I said, back into the cave. One way into the cave. Come outside after 13 years. Says the Gemara, he sees a person runs with 200 sim. Friday afternoon, he says, oh, Shabbat. So Shabbat, it's called Malchut. And says, you restrain yourself on Shabbat. If you keep Shabbat 100%, this is parallel to Tfilah. And says, Shabbat is called Malchut. And says, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai sees the person runs with 200 sim in his hand. He says, oh, one can get Zachor, one can get Shamor. You want 200 sim for Shabbat. He says, very good. Baruch Hashem says, oh, you realize, what do you realize? you realize that you have to say good about Jews, and you realize how important Shabbat is. It's called Shabbat Hamalka. It's called Shabbat Malchut. It says that is Nasei Adam Emav Avrecha. It says the power of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai that he achieved it. He achieved, he suffered so much. It says, B'chol Levavchem U'B'chol Nafshechem. He worshipped HaKadosh Baruch Hu via suffering 12, 13 years inside the cave, hiding inside the cave, being inside the cave, but for tefillah, for the praying, standing up, putting his garment on. I says, then his tefillah went up to Shamayim, says the Zohar. I says, this is the secret. The Zohar said, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, because of the Zohar, he said, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai has the title of Shabbat. The people used to say, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is Shabbat. So the person should reach that level, this not Shabbat. Shabbat means you are a slave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbat is Shabbat HaMalka. I says, this person, this guy that decided to make all those billboards, I don't know what he has in mind. It says to write all over America that May 21st, the end of the world. I don't know if he knows, that's the date, the Jewish date, Yudan Biyah, that's the date that Kabihu started the Mabul. And the weather that we are at, it's very similar to what the Mabul has. I says, people called me from New Orleans. They said, the Mississippi is coming to New Orleans. I says, the floods all over. This the rain. I says, this, I don't know if this person knew it before. I don't know what made him think. But for us, it's a message. It's in order really to avoid anything that Chas v'Shalom might happen. I don't know if this guy knows somebody that knows something. I says, we have to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the way Rav Shmuel Yochai prayed, the way Moshe Rabbeinu prayed, the way Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov prayed, not the way Noach prayed. So Noach is the master of destruction of this world because he did not pray with his soul. He did not pray and was ready to give his soul to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the nation like Moshe Rabbeinu. I says that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai did it. But Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai exercised it. He suffered so much to show us that's what it means to Nasei Adam HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind when he created us. So, on us, you know, just again, I don't know what might be, what this guy knows more than others, that he thinks May 21st the end of the world. I know a lot of people are not going, so some of them ask me, says, may I go on vacation? So a lot of people are scared. It might be a joke. It's not a joke that the guy takes all his savings and show these billboards all around America. In Florida, they called me. In Pennsylvania, they called me. So, on the buses, what does God has in mind? I said, this is just for us, a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like Noach was standing before the Mabul, and everybody said, Mashubinir. Everybody Noach said, the Mabul is coming. I said, Noach, stop the nonsense, stop the nonsense. I said, to tell you, 120 years, Noach, the Gemara said, was standing on the street, and said, listen, Mabul is coming. Mabul is, I don't know if he said May 21st, and he said, Mabul is coming, Mabul is coming. I said, the rabbi doesn't know what he's talking about. Noach, go back to Yeshiva. You're wasting your time. And then Mabul came. And nobody believed. Besides Noach, nobody believes. There is no information that anybody else in the generation believes there's going to be a tsunami. Nobody believes. But the Gemara blamed Noach for this. He didn't pray. And so again, since there's no praying means that you have to pray with all your heart, with all your soul. It means you have to give something from your pleasure to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Rav said, it means that's what the angel told Daniel. It says, when you accept on yourself that you're going to restrain yourself from food, at that moment I can even go listen to your prayer. And this is what the Tzadikim say. This is the power, that's the power of Ta'anit. The power of Ta'anit is because the tefillah goes up. And whatever you ask the Kadosh Baruch Hu, if you're in Ta'anit, or you accept yourself from Ta'anit, or you restrain yourself from a certain food, that's called Ta'anit Ha'avad. Listen to our prayers, the Kadosh Baruch Hu will listen to our prayers to avoid Chas v'Shalom, anything you're addressing, but that person predicts. And to have B'zot Hashem Yishua Marba Min Amen. Oh, you going to Israel now?
Oh, Sunday. Okay, very nice. That's right. It's all over. It's all over. You're not to worry about it.